Hello.
Hi, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for Nice Place Exterior Cleaning.
Yeah, who is this?
Yes, hi, my name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
Oh, nice to meet you, Kara.
It's nice to meet you. And who am I speaking with?
You're talking to Andrew right now.
Andrew, it's nice to meet you. And the reason for my call, Andrew, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing Nice Place on the first page of Google for your keywords there in your area. And certainly you've used Google before, right? Once or twice in your lifetime to search.
Yeah, I'd say at least probably.
Probably. Okay. So, when you search for anything really, you'll get that map of the local area. It'll pop up in the middle of that page.
Yep.
And then next to that map, there's a list of some of the local guys that service within that area. And as I'm sure you can imagine, there are pages and pages of results in Google, but on that first page, there's just a handful that'll fit in each area. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's where we'd be listing you. Now, the reason you're getting this call today is they had one of those first page positions become available in your geographic area for that category. So we're assigned to that area today. There's a team of agents calling through to fill that other position there. And the rule that Google has, so we can work with one business per position. So once that open position is filled there today, we can't accept any additional companies in from the territory who offer those same services. So that way you won't share your position or rotate. You'll always be one of the local options for people at that moment. Well, that very moment that they're ready to make that call, you'll be there to catch them too. And that all makes sense so far, right?
Yeah, I got that.
Okay, beautiful. And a couple of questions, Andrew. How long have you been in business there as Nice Place?
It's been about I started like last year, but then this year, about like a week ago, actually, I legally registered everything. I've kind of been pretty rapidly expanding, I'd say. It's been going pretty well. I hired a new salesman like about a month ago, and so far he's on vacation right now, but he's been sitting in the car for a solid 10 hours like daily, so he's kind of been bored just scrolling through like Nextdoor and stuff and trying to find stuff. But yeah, it's been like about a year of actual business, and then like a week of legally being registered and doing business, I guess.
Oh, I see. Okay, can I ask why now? What prompted you to get the legal side of it in place now?
Well, so to start off, I'm 17 years old, right? So the LLC is under my name and my dad's name, because I legally can't do business as a minor.
Right, right.
Basically, about I'll make it short. I'll just give you the quick little story on like why I'm doing this and stuff. But about a year ago, I was working at a Panera. I ended up having to get knee surgery, so I couldn't work for a little while. I got, kind of bored because I couldn't go back to work for like 2 weeks, even though I could like walk around and stuff, just because I couldn't be on my feet for a long period of time. I called up one of my friends. I don't do business with him anymore because he was a really bad business partner and also just kind of like not a great person. But
Oh.
it is what it is. But he had told me that like, oh yeah, no, we have like five clients that we're gonna go do on Friday, and I was like, oh okay, great. And I clear out my whole schedule, and then I was like, all right, Friday morning, like you're ready to go? And he's like, oh, they all pushed to Saturday. And I was like, okay, it is what it is, whatever. So I waited, cleared my whole schedule Saturday again to go clean windows, and then Saturday came, and he was like, Oh yeah, no. I actually like I have to go and give them all estimates so then we can do the jobs. And I was like, "You told me we had jobs," and he was like, "Well, no, we have to get it's just my mom's friend." But anyways, dropped that guy, and then kind of started doing it on my own and like with some of my swim friends because I know, you know, they're a little bit more reliable and capable of doing things that they don't want to do. If they can wake up at 5:15 every morning, they're
In practice, yeah.
yeah, if they can do that, then I'm sure they can clean a window or two. But it went from that last year to like every once in a while. It was more of like a side hustle kind of thing last year. But it was making decent money to this year. I've kind of been like really grinding it out. And then like, I'd say over like the last like 2 weeks specifically have been really like good because we just got out for summer from school and everything, so I've had a lot more time. But during the school year, it's kind of just like jobs here and there whenever we could. There was nothing really consistent. But you know, had my knee surgery, came back, was supposed to go back to Panera like in a week, I think, after I had. I think it was like 3 or 4 weeks after I'd finished everything, I was supposed to go back to Panera, and I was like, oh, I'm actually changed my mind because I decided making $600 or $700 in a day was a lot better when I like and choosing my own hours was a lot better than making $70 after dealing with people complain about their bread not being the proper temperature or something stupid.
Yeah.
But yeah, I
Okay.
did that, and you know, hired a new salesman this year, and I got the same people working for me. I'm training up new cleaners, and you know, pretty much everything that I'm making is going right back into the company. And then, have you ever heard of Angie's Leads?
Oh yeah, the lead service, right? The you
Yeah.
pay per lead?
I literally paid yesterday to set up the account. So like yesterday, or paid 2 days ago. Yesterday, made it through the background check because they do a background check for everyone that or all the companies that register for their website. And just got that set up. I was in the process of making a website for my company when they had called, and I was like, and they were asking if I could, or I had like filled out a profile, and I could start having people like leave reviews there and stuff to help like, you know, make myself look better. So I was able to start doing that, thankfully. And it made it a lot easier, so I didn't have to build a website right away. And I'm guessing with Google, I'm obviously going to have to build a website, which is my next project.
That's your next step. Well, you don't need a site to be listed on Google. I mean, some of them have them, some of them don't. So your services, is it strictly window cleaning or are you doing like power washing and gutter cleaning as well?
Right now, I do windows and gutters. We're moving into siding pretty soon. I'm kind of like every single dollar that I'm making is going straight back into the company. So I'm just kind of like, there's a long list of things that I need to buy. Like today I'm going to go cash in a bunch of money, from jobs we did yesterday and jobs we're going to finish doing today. I'm going to open a company account. And then next week, Tuesday, I have a job for a lot of money. And then with all that, I'm going to go finally actually register for insurance because I got the LLC because I had to do that first before I got insurance. And for like, for the first, like, I'm doing it through, Symbol. I don't know if you have heard about them. They're just kind of like a quick, easy, like, just kind of cheaper insurance where it's just like to have something down at least. And it's like $400 or something for the first like 2 months, and then anything after all the months after that, it's like 150 or something. So it's not horrible, and it comes with like workers' comp and insurance and all my equipment. And with Angie's Leads, I get a discount on that also. So I was just, you know, I was kind of waiting because I know I heard from them when the guy called me because I was actually like in the shower when he had called me, and I was a little confused, so I came back, called him back. It was like, hey, is this a nice place to exterior cleaning? And I was a little confused because I had literally registered it like the day before. So I kind of, you know, obviously I was a little excited because, you know, I got to hear someone be like, hey, is this said company? Which, you know, being able to be 17 and run something is nice. But.
Yes, that's quite an accomplishment. Okay, well, and you see value in being listed on Google too, right? If we could get you up there locally and do that for you at a reasonable rate? Okay. So what I'll do is pull up the pricing for that position that they have available there today, Andrew, and then that way if you decide that you want that spot, we can go from there. And the good news is you're new, so you can qualify for the promotional rate that they have. It's a reduced rate just for our newer companies. So I'm grabbing Paul, he's my regional manager for the area, to apply that rate reduction for me. I will get you that pricing right now. And
right.
So, Andrew, being that they have that area open for programming today, if we could make Google affordable, that would be something you would want, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
Right now, it's as long as it's around, like, I'm guessing it'll be something around, like, $500 at least for, like, a month is my guess.
Let me grab him. We'll get the rate in place, and we'll do our best to make it fit. Hang on here. Oh, here's Paul to apply that.
Hi, Andrew. Andrew, thanks.